Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the air, April 8th, 2015. And, of course, we have to talk about the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks won tonight by three very, 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 very small points, but they were big points because they won. 59th win of the season. Isn't it exciting, folks? Tonight's topic, why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? Tonight might be a good reason, right? I think so. On the eve of the NBA playoffs, the Hawks have been resting starters, getting injured players back, and doing a great job of reinstituting all the habits that put them on top of the Eastern Conference in the first place. But, of course, you still have doubters. You have people saying the Bulls will come back and win. Everybody says the Cavs are the top seed. People say Golden State are a shoe-in to win, even though the Spurs are still playing basketball, last I checked, defending champions. How do you feel? What reasons do you have that the Atlanta Hawks are indeed the favorites to win it all? Call in, listen in, talk about it. 646-652-479 is the number. FYI, I have a special announcement at the end of the show tonight, so hopefully tell all of your friends, neighbors, family that are Hawks fans. They need to tune in. Very special announcement at the end of tonight's show. First and foremost, want to give out a couple of shout-outs tonight. Haven't done this in a while. Scott Hayes for his pictorial representation of the Hawks win tonight on the Atlanta Hawk Nation Facebook page. Shout-out to Carlos. It reads, one of these people owns the Brooklyn Nets, and the other is Jay-Z. And, of course, we're referring to Coach Bud as he leads the Hawks to a sweep of the Nets this year. The Nets, who were supposed to be Eastern Conference contenders, the Nets that, for all intents and purposes, are going to maybe get into the playoffs. And that's a huge maybe still. So I like that picture. Everybody else likes it, so I had to give him a shout-out on that. And, of course, we have to give out a shout-out to Crystal Bankston, who is Sports South famous right now. Every time you turn on the TV, you see Crystal. I don't know how the camera always gets on Crystal. It's amazing. But we got to give Crystal a shout-out for always being at the Hawks games and giving the Hawks a lot of support. And, of course, 646-652-4479. I mentioned the main topic, mentioned the number. So this is a great time for you to tell your friends, neighbors, family to go ahead and get on in and let us know, why do you think the Hawks, or before I even finish that statement, why do you still think the Hawks aren't going to win the NBA Finals? There's the better question. You know, let's really get into it, right? So let's see and check a couple of things. I got all kind of people messaging me, but I have to ignore them all now. And click that. And there we are. Okay, good. Well, tonight we saw again how a team that had people missing, and for reasons I'm not actually even going to mention. I thought I was going to talk about it, but I don't really want to get into it unless somebody calls in and mentions it. But we're missing some players. It looks like John Jenkins actually got sick, so he didn't even travel, or he wasn't on the bench, that is. And, of course, Millsap is still hurt. Because of that joker, Earl Clark, which somebody didn't. I never did see anyone, like, you know, give him the RKO out of nowhere. I was disappointed. I figured because of the incident of today, might as well go ahead and go for broke, but no one did it. But again, the Hawks, even though with fewer players, still outplayed a team that pretty much had everybody, and that team is actually playing for the playoffs. and that, again, you know, even when it gets down to, okay, the Hawks got a little lackadaisical, lost the lead, Jeff missing free throws, people doing all kind of crazy stuff out there, not passing the ball to Kyle when he's wide open. You know, we all saw that. At the end of the day, look what happened at the end. Someone drew up a play. They executed it, right? And Joe almost hit that three at the end of the day, but it would have been a miracle three because good defense was played. So, again, if you just go down the list of our starters, the bench, the defense, the shooting, I mean, just everything, again and again and again. And one of the things I mentioned last week was that the Hawks really needed to close this season out with a win streak. And I mentioned it that on Saturday night when they won, they need to win out for all intents and purposes. Okay? So now we've won three games in a row now, right? So, again, I feel that, you know, it took – we were – again, what did I say? Resting players. You had all kind of people hurt. Now they're coming back. Schroeder is back now. Okay? So him being back plays a part because now we have three guards again, right? And it bumps even Baze down a little bit with Seth, you know, coming back. But he's there, and we know he can play. Everybody knows he can play. So, I mean, our bench is just really, really, really deep now. Even when Austin gets his couple of minutes, he's always productive. By the way, tonight everybody scored, if anybody noticed that. And Elton Brand didn't shoot any threes. 646-652-4479 is the number, of course. So you better go ahead and get and call in. Now, and also, don't forget, I have a special announcement. See, some people are going to be mad that they missed this announcement, you know, live. And I'm going to mention it a few more times, but it's going to be even – I'm going to leave it to the end. I'm not going to bring it up anymore. 646-652-4479. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break a little bit early because for some reason there's something going on over here and I want to get it fixed. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little music. Hope you all enjoy it. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Hopefully y'all can hear me out there. That's why I'm going to go and see if I can fix this. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Be right back. IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back on the air. Looks like I got a caller, so I came back a little bit early. Tonight's topic, why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? Let's enter in our first guest of the night. Hello, caller. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Chris. Great show. This is James Pooser. You've probably heard of me before. Calling from Atlanta.
Hey, James. What's going on, man, from the ATL?
Hey, what's up?
Tell us.
Tell us. What do you think of the topic tonight? What reasons do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will win the NBA Finals this year?
Man, this Hawks team is pretty much one of the best that we've ever had. This is probably the best Hawks team I've ever seen. This Hawks team blows over everybody. When they lose, though, it's for legitimate reasons. They either did this wrong, they were slacking the whole game. Lately, they've been on the ball. They've been picking it up, and it looks like they're going to carry this on, this momentum on, into the playoffs. Another reason I think they're going to win is the fact that our competition doesn't seem that stiff. People think Chicago and Cleveland are going to step up and do their thing, but I haven't been convinced of that lately. They haven't really shown anything to prove that. So Hawks are going to go all the way.
That's a good point. I think a lot of people have overlooked that, and you know there's a lot of if then scenarios out there, if you will. Derrick Rose coming back, you know, all of a sudden the Wizards get it together. All of a sudden, whatever happened to Toronto, all of a sudden changes a week going into the playoffs. Momentum does make a difference. And one thing I was, you know, worried about with the Hawks was, you know, with resting and the injuries, would the Hawks be able to kind of get into the playoffs and then be able to get back to where they were? And it looks like Bud is doing a great job of that. Because if you look at someone like Golden State on the other side of the bracket, you know, how long can they sustain that? And now everybody's looking at the Spurs. The Spurs are won, what, 8 or 9 in a row now? They're about, I think, are they in second in the West now?
No, they might still be down there with Dallas, maybe 5th.
No, I don't. You know, so you're gonna make me pull it up? I don't think so. I believe that the Spurs have gone up a few spots, and I think they were only a game out of second last I checked. I think the Grizzlies did win tonight, so I think that kind of held them out of there. But let's see. I'm gonna pull it up right now just so we can have it. Let's see.
I see it here.
They won nine in a row.
Yeah. It's Golden State, Memphis, Houston, Portland, the Clippers, then San Antonio.
Okay, San Antonio, the same record. There's almost there's a multiple. They're only a game out. There's only a game basically separate in 2nd through 6th right now. that's crazy.
It is.
So definitely Golden State has a little bit harder time of getting through than Atlanta, which is another reason, like I said, the title of the show, what reasons do you think the Atlanta Hawks will not only make it to the finals but win? What do you think about tonight's game? I'll give you that, and I'll let you go, James.
Man, it was looking pretty tough. I got back home and I looked at the clock. It was, what, 44 seconds on the clock, and Brooklyn was up. I was like, oh no, what's going on? I knew Jenkins was out. I knew we had Tabo and Perro out from this morning, but I figured that they'd have some momentum from that Phoenix game yesterday.
Yeah.
But they pulled it out like they've always done all year. I'm quite impressed. I thought Brooklyn was going to pull away with it.
Well, Brooklyn really gave that game away more than the Atlanta Hawks won it technically, because they did have the opportunities. They had open jumpers. They had layups, for that matter. And they had a rebound, which would have ended the game, and they couldn't get that. So, again, it's that hustle. It's the hunger to do whatever has to happen to win. And, again, Bud making the play, you know, he scripted it, and we all know what everybody was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Kyle Korver's going to get it, and what happened, and they've run that play a couple of times. It's almost like y'all knew that was, I knew it was going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
But again, hey, they outplayed the team. They deserved the win. 59th win. I believe we're going to hit 60. We still have
a small outside
shot to have, you know, home court throughout the playoffs overall. So I think that would be real exciting. Well, thank you, James. I appreciate you calling in, and make sure you tune in. Stay online, because I'm going to have a special announcement later on tonight, okay?
Will do. Great show, man.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that was James, everyone, from the Atlanta Hawks Nation page there in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, we have fans all over the place, from Georgia to New York to Dallas to California, all the way out there in Australia. where our man Matthew Blanch lives, and he's a Hawks fan way out there in the oh wow, down under. There you go. I was trying to think of the term. Hope Matthew wasn't listening on that one. 646-652-4479. Make sure you let everybody know wherever they may be. If they're a Hawks fan, they need to be tuning into the show tonight. I have a special announcement later on. But the topic: why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be champions? Now, James mentioned he figured that the team would have momentum from the Phoenix game, and he's technically right. And really, at the end of the day, they did. I mean, the Hawks were shooting lights out. Damari Carroll, he's been shooting like 70%. Like, who's a small forward that shoots 70%? Not LeBron James. And play at the high level that he has been playing really the entire season. And again, and I say this in jest, he wasn't an all-star, right? So, and we also have to give it up to Muscala, you know, Moose. I mean, he's been playing at an ultra high level. He's getting these starts now under his belt. I mean, again, we have the deepest team in the NBA, bar none. I don't care what anybody says. The Hawks, top to bottom, it's going to be hard to beat them in a 7-game series. You have to beat the Hawks for 4 times to advance. And I just don't see it happening. We have the second best home record in basketball, right? I just is why do you feel the Hawks will be champions? Why do I feel the Hawks will be champions? I'm naming a lot of them. There could be more that I'm missing right now. And of course, we're not going to get through all of them. Of course, another one. See, I'm thinking about another one. Coach Budenholzer. I mean, seriously. Again, if we didn't have all those crazy injuries last year. Wow, I just don't even want to think about it. But again, from top to bottom, the Hawks this season are proving that if you really do want to win and play as a team, you can do it. And I said this in business too. When you're drafting something up, you're not drafting to not succeed. It's a matter of getting everybody around you to buy into what you're doing. And anything can work. And right now, hey, guess what? The Atlanta Hawks are proving that something can work, and it's working really, really well. 646-652-4479. Let's check the scores while I'm thinking about it, or should we go through the records? Let's go through the records. As of the moment, Brooklyn is now 8th. They have a 1-game lead over the Pacers with PG-13 being back, Paul George. Miami is tied with Indiana as far as games. Well, they're actually tied all the way, 35 and 43, 449 winning percentage, games behind 24 apiece. Charlotte's pretty much eliminated. So it's Miami, Indiana, and Brooklyn, and then really Boston, because Boston is also 36 and 42, same as Brooklyn. They're 23 games back. And they're tied. So this, I mean, it's really one, two, three. It's a four-team race still for the two last spots. Even though Milwaukee hasn't clinched yet, I mean, technically they're only 2 games up on Boston. So even though they've been in six for like 2 months now, miraculously, Milwaukee can still fall out with a losing streak. Now, let's see. Milwaukee has lost 2 in a row. See? Boston has won 2 in a row. Indiana has won 3 in a row. So it's just no telling what's going to happen there. Cleveland, pretty much, you know, they've clinched their division. They're pretty much they're in second now. Toronto and Chicago can still flip-flop, as can Washington. They're only a game back. So a lot of stuff is going on below the Hawks, and I think that even can play into the postseason, depending on seedings and things of that nature. Let's see what kind of scores we're talking about right now. They're 11:49 at night, and then I'll take another break. Let's see, and here we go. Dallas and Phoenix are tight. Portland is blowing out Minnesota. Utah is beating poor Sacramento. Sacramento probably could have a better team, but they just don't. Denver, of course, beats the Lakers, and San Antonio whoops up on the Houston Rockets. Wow, pray tell. Memphis blows out New Orleans. That's kind of crazy, right? After New Orleans played so well the other night. So again, the NBA rolling into its final couple of weeks of the season. Only a few games left. 646-652-4479. Call in. Why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? Thanks for James calling in earlier. I'm gonna take another break, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. Okay, that's enough. I'm not going to let y'all hear the whole song. Y'all can't handle it. Why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? Chris, IMTN Worldwide. I can't even say my title. IMTN Worldwide Radio back on the air for the final time tonight. I'm going to close this out very soon. Talking about the Hawks' win tonight. Very exciting game. It was a playoff game for the Nets. We have to remember that. They were playing, I guess, as hard as they could. Darren Williams is a bum. Anyway, but they were playing. They're playing for a playoff spot. They haven't clinched. They can easily miss the playoffs. So they were playing. They had all their starters out there, right? They're playing their whole bench, trying their hardest. And they did come back. Jared Jack came out there, hit some shots. Darren actually played a little bit better. Brooke Lopez, I guess he does his thing, whatever. And then you got, Joe Johnson. But at the end of the day, they didn't win. And, again, it kind of goes back into how everybody was stacked up at the beginning of the year. Who was touted, who was going to be this, who was going to be that. And we've seen it shake out very differently. So, again, why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? Another reason is, even though it shouldn't be the truth now, but people still underestimate every player that the Hawks have. It's like they don't pay attention to any scouting reports. Like, it's almost hateful. Like, you see what Dennis Schroeder's stats are, but you act like you don't see him play. You act like you don't see him blow by everybody that's in front of him. However many times he hit the floor, a lot of times he's doing something positive with that, right? You don't recognize that Mike Scott is going to hit a lot of his shots if he's open, right? And you can play a little bit of team defense, right? We already talked about Muscala. We talked about Baze a little bit. You know, Elton still gets his on, you know, and then, of course, all of our starters. So it's mind-boggling to me that man for man, nobody can see this team as a big-time contender, and the fact look at their record. I mean, at the end of the day, when you lose 30-something less games than, you know, than your closest competitors over a period of time, and we have to remember, for the most part, the last month, the Hawks have done nothing. Not that they haven't tried, not that they weren't, you know, but between certain injuries, key injuries, mind you, right? And then we've had our little ups and downs and incidences, and we've been resting, you know, resting players and whatnot. We still basically had a double-digit lead in the conference up until very recently, and we still have an 8.5-game lead in the conference, and people still overlook everybody and basically put the Washington Wizards, oh, wait, that's Charles Barkley. I think he's kind of gotten off that bandwagon finally. But they still put the Bulls there now that Derek is back, although I think they lost again today. And, of course, they put the Cavs up there. They just – here's the thing. It's 4 minutes left in my show. Do you really want to put your faith and hope in J.R. Smith? Because that's what they basically are saying. He's going to keep hitting 7 threes a night. He's going to keep hitting 7 threes a night. Him and Kyrie, Kyrie's going to hit all of his shots. It's hilarious to me. Anyway, why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? That was the show topic for tonight. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to make a special announcement, as I promised earlier in the show a couple of times. We all have to, first of all, applaud Carlos Johnson for being able to get Mr. Bob Rathburn to join our fabulous group, Atlanta Hawks Nation, on Facebook. I had been following him on Twitter. We had been following each other. He added me and whatnot. And he actually, you know, retweeted me a couple of times, you know. But one of the things I've been looking for is an opportunity to get my interviews revamped and relaunched on my show. I haven't done any of the interviews in a long time. Again, if a lot of people don't know, Dad was sick, cancer, he passed away. Hadn't been doing a lot of shows. If I do a show, it's intermediate, out of the blue, no announcements or anything. But I used to do a lot of interviews about a year and a half ago. So I wanted to kind of get back into it, and I wanted to go ahead and do it with a sports show instead of entertainment or anything. So I asked, and my question was answered. And sometime between the Chicago Bulls game and before the first playoff game of the Hawks, if we can get the schedule mesh, you'll hear Mr. Bob Rathburn on IMTN Worldwide Radio talking about the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to interview him, however much time he can give me. I'm going to give him some good questions. We're going to talk Hawks basketball. So if you miss that show and don't call in, yeah, you're going to hear it from me. And probably that will be for the last time, because I'm going to just delete you. I ain't going to lie. I'm hardcore like that. So Atlanta Hawks Nation, every Atlanta Hawks fan around the world, that will be the show to tune in. I know you listen. I know when you're listening, but it would be better if you call in and get to talk to Bob yourself. Ask him those questions that you haven't been able to really get asked and answered before. What does he think about this season? How does he feel about this team? How does he feel about the future? And I'm going to ask him some special questions as well. So be looking out for that in about a week. Going to try to make it happen, because I'm actually going to be in Chicago myself. Okay? So we're going to really try to work this out. So we'll see what happens. But that was my announcement, Mr. Bob Rathburn, the voice of Sports South, the Atlanta Hawks, future NBA champions, will be on my show, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Very excited about that. So, that being said, again, thank you for James for calling in tonight. Shout out to Scott Hayes, Crystal Bankston, Atlanta Hawks Nation, Carlos, Jamal, everybody, Matthew. Hopefully, the next show we'll have some more callers in. There will be another show very soon. I'll announce it, of course. But tonight's show, why do you feel the Atlanta Hawks will be NBA champions? We've thrown out plenty. You probably have some more. You can feel free. Hit me up on Twitter, IntellectATL. You can hit me up on Instagram, IMTM1. And, of course, my Facebook fan page, Innovative Model and Talent Management. And, of course, my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. That's the show for tonight. Got to get out of here. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Oh, by the way, 162-0. Go Braves.